I'm Trace Ellis at the State Capitol in Olympia with your 7th District Legislative Update. With me now is Senator Shelley Short.
Welcome to folks back home.
So 67% of the people in the 7th District voted for I-976, limiting car tabs to $30. Obviously, they were very enthusiastic about it. So can you give us an update on I-976? What's happening?
Oh, absolutely. So right now, unfortunately, there are counties and transit districts that immediately sued. And filed suit to put it into court. And so right now the court has stayed it. So if people are wondering why they don't have $30 car tabs right now, that's why. But I think the legislature very much has a role. There has been precedent where the legislature has reenacted initiatives that have either been struck down by the court or at least put on hold, as this one is. And so I want to tell listeners back home that absolutely we should do that. There's precedent for it. There are two bills that I would like to highlight that I have co-sponsored. The first one is Senator Braun's bill, which essentially would take the sales tax from the sale of motor vehicles and actually put that to transportation. Many people think it already goes to transportation. It doesn't. It goes into the general fund. And he does it in a way that thoughtfully doesn't impact the budget, so it's phased in. But remarkably, over time, that amounts to billions of dollars, which could very easily go into transportation infrastructure. We all support it. It's very important. I know if you live in Spokane, North-South Freeway, I like the North-South Freeway, even living up north. But there are ways to do it without increasing gas tax and without putting a motor vehicle tax into place. I think that's an important point. The second bill is Senator O'Ban's bill, Senate Bill 6245, which just essentially removes all those fees. And so essentially you would have the $30 car tab in place should his bill become law. So I just want folks to know there are a lot of us that are listening and understand the will of the voters and how even statewide that initiative passed by 53%. Pierce County was upset. Snohomish County was upset. That was over Sound Transit and how they had ridiculously high car tab fees as a result of that. So the larger counties really helped us pass that.
Besides I-976, what else do you expect to see this 60-day session?
Well, obviously, we're going to fight against any kind of tax increases. I hear there may be a capital gains tax. Whether or not it passes, I don't know. But this 60-day session is typically to do a supplemental budget, deal with things that maybe are emergent. Unfortunately, we see a lot of bills introduced right now, and it looks like we're in a long session and not a short session. But I would advocate make the quick fixes to the budget we need to and get out of town.
If people have any questions, want to get a hold of your office?
Absolutely. They can definitely call me at 360-786-7612 or email me at short, S-H-O-R-T dot Shelley, S-H-E-L-L-Y at leg.wa.gov.
With your 7th District Legislative Update, I'm Tracy Ellis in Olympia with Senator Shelley Short.